Now, I want to make this perfectly clear. I am not a forensic expert, never professed to be a forensic expert, and nor am I questioning the qualifications of Michael Bodden. Although Michael Bodden recently, in my opinion, I found to be somewhat disappointing, who likes to grab attention when it comes to the media. In particular, he said some things in the Anthony case because maybe his wife is defending Casey Anthony and he's come forward to make some pro-defense comments. That's just my opinion. Coming on Geraldo and saying some of the things that he said lately has taken Michael Bodden down a peg or two, in my opinion. But looking at the most recent development in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, vis-a-vis the picture, the underwater picture from the vacationing people that have since sent the picture to the FBI, and Michael Bodden coming out saying it looks like a skeleton. Dave Holloway said it looks like a rock formation. Who really knows? If life was good and things were fair, it would be Natalie Holloway. They could go recover her, and the Holloway family would be able to get some, and I hate that term, closure, by bringing their daughter home and giving her the proper burial that she deserves. Although, gosh darn it, when I look at that picture, I don't see anything there. And seeing so much false hope that this family has gone through, I don't want to see them have to go through that again. I'm hoping the powers to be in Aruba will step up and go and look and actually determine and rule out or rule in the possibility that that is Natalie, and then take appropriate action if necessary. But those that think that they can take a quick look at the picture and then go on the media and make comments one way or the other, especially if there'll be false hope comments for the Holloway family, should think twice. Justice for Natalie, damn rights. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.